The nation's voting system is being overhauled. At a White House ceremony this morning, President Bush signs the Martin Luther King Jr. Equal Protection of Voting Rights Act. It's not in time for next week's ballot, but it does authorize nearly $4 billion over the next 3 years to help states eliminate outdated punch card and lever voting machines. And by 2006, states will be required to maintain computerized statewide registration lists that are linked to their driver's license databases. For the second straight election, adding a prescription drug benefit to the Medicare program is a major issue. And for the second straight election, the prescription drug industry is spending millions of dollars to try to elect candidates who support its view of what that benefit should be. But NPR's Julie Rovner reports this year's crop of ads has Democrats crying foul.
You may remember Flo. She's the perky senior citizen who flooded the airwaves 2 years ago with her bowling buddies on behalf of the prescription drug industry. Flo was blunt in her views about a Medicare prescription drug benefit.
I don't want big government in my medicine cabinet.
This year, Flo's been replaced by the folksy former talk show host, Art Linkletter.
Your member of Congress has been fighting for real prescription drug coverage, so urge him to keep standing up for America's seniors.
But there's a twist. This year's ads praising efforts in the House and Senate to enact a new benefit are being run not by the drug industry directly, but by a conservative grassroots group called the United Seniors Association. Charles Jarvis, the group's chairman and CEO, says he's proud of the ad campaign that's running on behalf of mostly Republican candidates in 24 of the most closely contested House races and 5 of the tightest Senate contests.
I do believe that our ads, which are very positive in nature, very positive in tone, they're oriented towards specifics of the details of the House bill in particular, but also urging people not to scare seniors, to stop that kind of fear-provoking politics.
But Democrats say the ads are misleading, particularly in describing the bill passed by the House last summer. That bill would use private insurance plans to run the new drug benefit rather than Medicare itself.
I think it's deceptive advertising and at the least is very confusing.
Michigan Senator Debbie Stabenow heads the Senate's Democratic Task Force on Prescription Drugs. She says the United Seniors Association is nothing more than a front group for the drug industry.
They're getting millions of dollars that are being used specifically to help members of Congress who voted against a real Medicare prescription drug benefit. They're supporting people who voted for an industry proposal that moves towards privatizing Medicare.
United Seniors Chairman Jarvis says the only people he's fronting for are the organization's 1.5 million members. But he does concede the drug industry is underwriting a substantial portion of this year's roughly $12 million campaign.
We take contributions from people who agree with me. I love people that agree with innovative, creative, dynamic free market ideas. And the fact of the matter is, I've been very aggressive at going after the contributions of individuals and groups like that.
Regardless of who pays for them, experts say ads like these can have an impact on elections. Michael Pfau, a professor at the University of Oklahoma, has written extensively about political communications.
Our research indicates that most people aren't very sensitive to sponsorship of political ads. And as a result of that, if you pick a name that might mislead a viewer into thinking that the ad, in fact, is supported by people that you would tend to agree with, when in fact the contrary is true, the ads can be quite effective.
And the more money you spend, the more effective you can be. Ken Goldstein is a political science professor and director of the Wisconsin Advertising Project at the University of Wisconsin. He says that if you count the United Seniors campaign as coming from the drug industry, which he does, the industry is sparing no expense in spreading its message this year.
Unambiguously, they are the top spending industry in terms of political advertising in 2002.
And by picking the right races, Goldstein says, that impact can be magnified.
Advertising matters at the margin, and they're major players in many of these races. And then the potential to have an impact at the margin. And these 25, 30 competitive races are going to be decided at the margin, and the House of Representatives, control of the House of Representatives, is going to be decided at the margin.
2 years ago, House Republicans said their passage of a Medicare drug bill, which also failed to become law, nevertheless helped them keep control of that chamber. Now they're hoping these ads will help history repeat itself. Julie Rovner, NPR News, Washington.